This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Now, yesterday, we were inspired by the Holyfield-Tyson ear-biting fight for the weirdest thing you've ever seen at a sporting event. But now, you get news that J.R. Smith is signing with the Lakers, and then Reggie shared a story with me. So we asked the question, 877-881-1053, who is the strangest single player off the field, off the court, whatever, and why? Now, we bring J.R. Smith to the table because Reggie said, you remember when he got suspended for throwing a soup at an assistant coach? And I was like, what? I don't remember that.
That sounds like a Mad Lib, doesn't it?
It really does. Yeah. Actually, name happened. An NBA player, a weird action, and who that action was to. J.R. Smith throws soup at a coach. And so, but yeah, so I looked it up. Not that I didn't believe you. I looked it up, and Brian Windhorst for once wrote a story that wasn't about LeBron. And J.R. Smith got
a LeBron's teammate.
That's the only reason why. And J.R. Smith was suspended one game for throwing a bowl of soup at assistant coach Damon Jones, which, you know, that's a weird story. So J.R. Smith, I think, would perhaps be in consideration. But who do you guys think is the weirdest athlete for off the court or off the field reasons?
Well, Sean brought up a great one in Dennis Rodman. I mean, that guy was obviously weird. I think in a different way, too, kind of locally, is Ricky Williams from UT.
Yeah.
New Orleans
Ooh,
Saints. Because that
is
that was
a good one.
Because of his kind of anxiety and different issues that he had. I mean, he was a tough character to try to figure out for a long time.
Wore his helmet to post-game interviews and stuff.
You know what? And Ricky Williams is one of the people who helped me shift my view on marijuana in sports, because for the longest time I was like, dude, you just have to control yourself and like go do your job and be a grown-up. And then one of the points that he brought up is, why is marijuana not allowed as a pain mitigation in sports, yet prescription medication is, when prescription medication is shown to be far more physically addictive than marijuana? And I was like, whoa, that's a really great point. And so I hadn't really considered from that. But so, yeah, he is kind of an odd cat, but he really actually made an impact on one of my lines of thought. And now you mentioned Dennis Rodman. Dennis Rodman is probably leading the way right now, although I might have another person. What about Joseph Randall or Richie Incognito?
Incognito.
Does it all have to be always negative? Does
it? No. Okay. It could be.
No, it could be just the quirky.
So Marshawn Lynch is a great example of like potentially a positive. I am not the world's biggest fan of Marshawn Lynch.
Really?
Yes, because I think he's very unprofessional. However, when it comes to off the field stuff, he has done a plethora of positive things, especially positive things for the Oakland community, which he clearly loves a lot. So I have complicated feelings about Marshawn Lynch because he does all kinds of awesome stuff. And I just wish sometimes he would realize that like other people are just trying to do their job too. They're not trying to like bust up his life or whatever. But Marshawn Lynch could be an example of somebody who is, that doesn't have to be negative at all.
It was always with Marshawn Lynch. It was when he retired, I had somebody very close to me play golf with his agent. And I remember putting this on the fan because he had just retired. And I was like, he's not retired. And it was because I had known that this person who I could trust said, I just played golf with his agent. And he said, he's not retired. He's just trying to get to the Oakland Raiders, and this is the way he has to do it.
And I think that's the thing, is like Marshawn Lynch to like most people seems like strange. If you are from Oakland or you know about Oakland, he's just Oakland. Like, he's just unapologetically Oakland. I think that's what really does it. But Oakland is a very unique place, and everywhere else that seems odd as heck.
From multiple 214s, Charles Haley. From the 817, Zach Greinke.
That's a good one.
He's got some
quirks. What's Greinke doing?
He had an anxiety issue where he had trouble talking to the media and performing on the mound. But then if you go, I think there's a new article. Maybe it's an older article, but I think in the last 2 weeks there's been an article posted on Zach Greinke, maybe like the most interesting man in baseball right now or whatever, because he has a lot. His personality's a different personality, and I don't know how to put this, because I'm going to use this term and it's the wrong term. Okay, I'm going to tell you it's the wrong term. But he kind of has a little bit of like the Asperger's type of situation. He doesn't have that, but he is like, if you got to talk to him and everything, you're like, this doesn't seem normal, the way that this conversation is going. It's going totally different in my head than it's definitely going in that person's head.
And if you look at it, that's one of the reasons for a good chunk of his career he was in the smaller markets, Like he played in Kansas City and then he bounced over to Milwaukee, and it wasn't eventually like halfway through his career, you know, that he made his way to Los Angeles and then he went ahead and swooped back to Arizona. Like, you saw a lot of smaller market stuff because of that. Now, the Dennis Rodman case that's being made, some people have said Rajon Rondo. Clinton Portis, man,
that's one.
That's a guy who loved him some bits. But I will submit to you that my vote is for Richie Incognito. This is one of the weirdest stories I ever recall. Because, like, first of all, you know, the thing with Jonathan Martin where he was bullying him, and then it turns out that, like, Jonathan Martin had his own, like, issues. But here's the story. It's from 2 years ago. Richie Incognito was arrested at a funeral home after his dad died. And so your initial thought might be like, oh, did he have some kind of breakdown or dust up with somebody who was going to the funeral? Well, not exactly. So what happened was he threatened the funeral home director with violence and said, I'm going to kill you if you don't give me my dad's body. To which point he was like, yeah, we don't really do that. We don't really just give the bodies back to people while we're waiting for the funeral. And he's like, I have guns in my car and I'm going to kill you. And so he called the police, and then the police showed up and he absolutely had guns in his car. And you might be like, well, he probably wasn't really going to kill him. Oh, no. Well, here's what he said about getting his dad. He said, it's my dad and I need him so I can cut his head off and take it back to my lab to research. All right. So there's a lot to decompress right there.
He has a lab.
Yeah. First of all, is this lab just his house? Does he have like scientific things set up or just some beakers or something like that? What type of research was he going to do? Why did he just need the head? Why wouldn't he just take the whole body? Like, I have so many questions about this, and I would love for him to be on the show so I could start asking some of these questions. So I would submit to you that perhaps Richie Incognito is the oddest person outside of their particular sport.
Okay. Interesting.
From the 214, the Birdman, Chris Anderson. Man, I watched this episode of Catfish that he was involved in, and he had some really dicey-looking stuff for a minute there. I could see that.
I've met somebody that knows him, and he likes hunting, and he will just show up in like a t-shirt and shorts and like have a lot of cologne on and stuff. And the guy's like, man, I've told you, like, you can't wear a lot of cologne and we have to dress a little bit where we're not seen so much. Like, he's like, let's just go. Like, he has an interesting, you know, he likes hunting, but like at the same time doesn't really prepare to go hunting with the right type of maybe equipment you would need. I'm going to throw this one out. And I don't know him that well, but we got to interview him in spring training when he was with the Rangers, Miles Michaelis, who's with the Cardinals, made the All-Star team. He's the Lizard King.
Why is that?
Because we interviewed him in the Arizona Fall League. He was in the bullpen, and they caught a little lizard, and the bullpen dared him to eat it, and he ate the lizard, the live lizard.
He ate it?
He just put it in his mouth, and he ate like it.
How much money did he get for that? And yes, definitely.
Dang it. You know what? I need to Google up that story, but I remember it was the best interview of spring training that year, and he was, you know, a nobody at the time. He had to go over and pitch overseas, and I believe in Japan, to then come back to the Cardinals and become an All-Star. But it was a story that we'd heard about, that his nickname was the Lizard King, and we're like, we have to interview the Lizard King.
So, yeah.
Wow.
That makes all the sense to me. I mean, not the part about eating the lizard, but wanting to interview him for sure.
So we've gotten a few interesting submissions, like Metal World Peace, otherwise known as Ron Artest, Queensbridge Zone. Jose Canseco.
Oh, man.
Mr. I will lead you through the Nevada desert on a alien hunt excursion.
Yes. Okay. That's a great one because, yeah, he is a really fascinating guy. And then, like, man, I tried not to say it, but I couldn't help it. I can't remember the exact tweet, but, like, Jose Canseco said, like, when he became the president, he would release all the information about the aliens and stuff. And I was like, to be fair, that does kind of sound like a presidential tweet.
Yeah.
So I think, man, I think Jose Canseco's really got to be high all up right. on the list.
I think I have the absolute correct answer here.
Okay.
And we already talked about someone, you know, an athlete who had issues with guns. And that brought me to one Agent Zero, Gilbert Arenas. Okay. So
is Gilbert Arenas also the person who, I know this is not the most major thing, but was he the one who got into the dispute with his girlfriend who said that she threw his TV in the pool and now he could never log on to Netflix again? Because that was my favorite thing ever, that like the concept of the password only being programmed on your TV and never having access to it again.
I'm not even
amazing.
Sure, but that sounds like it tracks. Like, there's so many stories on Gilbert Arenas. Like, he was a free agent and he flipped the coin multiple times to like decide between like three or four teams. There was a point in time where he was wearing a size 13 shoe, even though he's a size 14 and a half foot, because he didn't like the way that the 14 and a half looked on his feet. He would only go to Boston Market for pregame meals. He trained himself. He admitted that he trained himself to sleep on the couch because he, quote, did not like women all up on me, touching me. So I get
Mark
up and
that.
Go. You're right.
Wow. Okay.
By the way, I just looked it up. Miles Michaelis got his clubhouse dues paid for in the Arizona Fall
there
League.
There you go.
Which is a couple $100s. And I believe it's documented. I believe the guys filmed it in the bullpen. So if you type in
that.
Miles Michaelis into YouTube, you should be able to see him eat the lizard.
You know what we're doing during the
break.
Yeah,
no, I'm absolutely going to do that.
And one of my most fun things about Gilbert Arenas is, like, there was a point in which, and this is social media, I think on, like, Instagram, he went to visit Nick Young, Swaggy P as we know him. They played together, except, like, he was uninvited, so he climbed the fence.
Oh, no.
And then proceeded to, like, make fun of Nick Young the entire time that he was there on the internet.
Huh. Okay.
That is Gilbert Arenas for you.
Well, we have that, and I've definitely pulled up the video of Miles Michaelis about to eat that lizard. Other votes, Michael Jordan, Ocho Cinco, Mike Tyson, John Daly, Matt Barnes, Delonte West, Lenny Dykstra, and O.J. Simpson. Man, you know you got some weird cats and we just have to throw them in at the very end. They deserve their own just retrospective and weirdness about all of them.